The United States and the European Union have reached a truce on a long-running and costly trade dispute involving two big aircraft makers, Boeing in the United States and Airbus in Europe. The U.S. and EU say they're doing this to focus on a common competitor, China. This is the latest in a theme during President Biden's trip through Europe, and NPR's Frank Langfitt has been covering it all. Hey there, Frank.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
And I want people to remember you're in Europe now. You've covered China in the past, so you're well positioned to cover this story. What was this dispute about?
Well, it's quite a story. This goes back like 17 years. It's quite a saga. The U.S. accused the EU of illegally subsidizing the aircraft maker Airbus. They won tariffs at the WTO, the World Trade Organization. Then the EU also made similar accusations, and they got tariffs. So altogether, like, I think it's $11.5 billion they were able to hit each other's exports with tariffs. Hmm. You're talking everything, Steve, from tractors to wine to cheese. I even went up to a Scottish whiskey maker. And under the rules of the WTO, if you win these tariffs, you can hit all kinds of products. And so there's basically been this stalemate and really a cause of friction between these two enormous economies, the European Union and the number one economy in the world, the United States.
So it's touched many things beyond aircraft makers then. Why would they end the dispute now?
China. I mean, it's the answer to a lot of questions these days. If you remember, you go back to the 80s and the 90s, China was the workshop of the world. Made toys, made t-shirts. China's been climbing the value chain over the last 25 years. They're working on AI, internet. They want to build big world brands. And one of those is they want to get into airplane manufacturing. They have a company based in Shanghai. When I was there back in 2000, you know, 5-6 years ago, called the Commercial Aircraft Corporation, or COMAC. Mm-hmm. And what the Americans are saying is that it's on track to become a legitimate rival of these two other companies. And it surprises me a little bit because I remember covering COMAC, and back then, a number of years ago, people in the airline industry thought, it's so complicated, the Chinese are not going to be able to do this that quickly. But apparently, from the EU and US perspective, the Chinese are really coming along. And this is what Catherine Tai, I should say, she is the U.S. trade representative. This is what she said to reporters in Brussels just moments ago.
Instead of fighting with one of our closest allies, we are finally coming together against a common threat. We agreed to work together to challenge and counter China's non-market practices in the sector in specific ways that reflect our standards for fair competition.
Frank, I certainly didn't know they were going to take this step, but you could sort of see it coming at the beginning of the Biden administration when you heard people close to the administration indicate that President Biden wanted to confront China in coordination with U.S. allies, and especially U.S. allies in Europe.
Absolutely. And I think what's interesting is that he, so far, the trip is going at least rhetorically pretty well for him in that he's gotten support at the G7 to call out China on human rights. In NATO, what we saw just yesterday, calling China a challenge to the international system. And so what we're seeing is more of it now, basically people putting down their trade weapons and saying we're really going to focus on what we think is the real challenge economically, China.
Frank, thanks for your insights as always.
Great to talk, Steve.
NPR's Frank Langfitt is in London.